2005, Lance Armstrong.
I think Lance Armstrong is a despicable slug. Not because he injected drugs like testosterone or did blood doping to improve his performance. I don't care if an adult does things like that. I hate Lance Armstrong because he cheated and then threatened people, threatened to sue him if they told the truth. He's a liar and a bully. But the drugs themselves, so what? I don't even know why they're illegal or the government's business. But as usual, my opinion is minority opinion.
Should the government investigate steroids in sports?
I think so, yeah, of course.
Everyone should be drug tested.
And it's harmful.
For the future of our nation, the government has to take a stand to show that there is no cheating in anything.
For the future of our nation, government must take a stand. Nick Gillespie from Reason TV disagrees. But why? If an athlete dopes his blood, he's cheating.
Well, you're right that Lance Armstrong is a liar and a bully, but I think it's categorically wrong to focus on performance-enhancing drugs as the only way in which athletes gain unfair competitive edges over their colleagues. I mean, there were times in the 50s and 60s where track coaches came up with innovative training regimes that they kept secret or they only used on their athletes. Is that an unfair competition? Is using certain types of technology? Greg LeMond, who is a longtime critic, bicycle rider, who the first American to win the Tour de France, huge critic of Lance Armstrong. He beat a French Tour de France champion by using technological advantages that the Frenchman chose not to.
A lighter bike, new materials.
Exactly. And by the way, the Frenchman he beat actually used drugs. He later admitted to both using steroids and amphetamines. So the idea that drugs are this kind of magic pill that will take any of us or me, you know, to the top of the Tour de France dais just isn't true. But then they get vilified because I think people are afraid of drugs in a way they're not afraid of eating certain types of diets or training or whatever.
I would add to your list of performance enhancers LASIK eye surgery.
Sure.
Tiger Woods improved his vision and presumably improved his game.
That's right. And why isn't that considered as morally reprehensible? Or there have been baseball pitchers who have had reconstructive surgery on their throwing arms where afterwards they're actually able to throw faster than they used to be. Is that bad? And I mean, I think we have to understand that athletes are competitors first and foremost, and they're always looking for an edge. And the fact is, particularly in something like the Tour de France, going back to 1903, people have been doping the entire existence of the race. The only difference is that in the mid-60s, it became illegal, but the activity has never ceased. Lance Armstrong, the one place he didn't have a competitive advantage over his competitive set was in using drugs, because they all use them.
But what about the cheating part? Some don't use them.
Some don't
and
get caught. I mean, this
they
is
all use in bicycle racing. Apparently, they were all using.
I mean, it is virtually ubiquitous in various things like professional sports and whatnot.
In baseball, football, I don't think they're all using. If some do, some don't. It's a form of cheating.
Well, again, I think it's better to think about it. Is it cheating if people do extra sprints at the end of a long practice? If they do weightlifting
no,
in
legal.
A way that's in
one's legal, one's illegal.
But these are often arbitrary distinctions because not all drugs are banned. Rather, certain drugs are banned. And so, for instance, somebody like Mark McGwire, the great baseball slugger, he was openly using certain types of performance-enhancing drugs. Those were considered legal a couple years later. They're not anymore. And so it becomes a very kind of gray area once you start drawing bright lines about this is legal and moral, this is illegal and cheating.
Another difference, people say these drugs make people into freaks. They really are dangerous, change your bodies.
There are two ways to think about that. One is that we like to see freaks. We like to see freaks like Lance Armstrong, an absolute freak of nature. The better he was at cycling, however he got that way, the more people watched the Tour de France. When we had people who weren't as good as him, fewer people watch. So that's not a bad thing. But there is no question that a lot of people and a lot of athletes do real damage to their bodies by using drugs. If you care about that, the first thing you should do is ban athletics because, you know, the problem with a football player is not that he's taking some steroids. The problem is that he's banging his head against a brick wall, you know, for his entire professional career. If you want to make the drugs safer and if you want to make the usage more wise, you should bring it up above ground so that doctors and coaches and advisors can and openly deal with what's going on, what works, what doesn't work, and kind of regulate it not by government, but by common practice and best practice.
And how would that work? Because I look at the list of things that the people say can be caused by, say, steroids. Mm-hmm. Goes from acne and testicle shrinkage to diabetes, diarrhea, kidney damage, death.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but that is already happening. So nothing gets made better and nothing gets made safer by saying this is completely illegal. So the only people who will be who it will be available to are people who are risk takers who are going to do it in the shadow of darkness.
Yeah. And if it were legal, there would be sports that would say none of this. Some would say, yes, you can do it. We'd have guidelines. We'd have choices. It'd be out in the open. It'd be safer.
Yeah, and there are already cases of that. For instance, bodybuilding, which was one of the sports that really kind of mainlined steroid use at the beginning. There's a natural circuit and an enhanced circuit. And you know, that way audiences can choose and athletes can choose. And, you know, generally speaking, the more choices people have, the better we all are.
Thank you, Nick Gillespie of Reason Magazine. Coming up, government-run basketball and the beauty of ticket scalping and a sport that I love, but it's been banned where I live.